This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Joining us right now is the host of SNY's digital NBA show, The Putback. If you follow the Knicks, if you follow the NBA, you know him. Ian Begley on the fan. What's up, Begs?
Keith, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm good, bro. Hanging in there. And, you know, I was fading on the game yesterday a little bit. But there's two thoughts that I want to start with the Knicks before we get into the same questions everybody's asking. One, you know, I've put out a theory that, hey, maybe they were just waiting until they got Voltron together, until they got fully back healthy, until they got everybody right, you know, to really give the effort, to really show what they are. Like, I think there's a lot of people that checked out on the Knicks during their stretch of losing to the top teams. But if it's an effort thing, if it's a cohesiveness thing, that can change. What are your thoughts about that? Don't count the Knicks out just yet. Maybe they have another gear that they can turn up to as we get to the end of the season. And more importantly, the playoffs, which are not the regular season. It's a series. It's a different animal.
Look, if they get the OG Anunoby that they got last night in the playoffs, they're going to be a very tough out. I mean, to me, it kind of starts there with the wings. What are you getting from Anunoby? What are you getting from Bridges? You know you're getting points from Brunson. You're getting points from Towns. But if those guys on the wings can be active on both ends, it's a different team. And then you mentioned Mitchell Robinson. If Robinson over these next few weeks kind of gets his sea legs back and he can remain healthy, he's a big difference maker for this team. I think people may forget, just because he's been hurt so often, how good he is on the offensive glass, defending the pick and roll, two areas where the Knicks have struggled this season without him. So, yeah, he changes the dynamic of the group if he's healthy and if he can get into top conditioning here over the final few weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, OG being a star, OG coming up clutch, obviously the defense, but the scoring is crucial. And it makes me think of something else. Not long before we brought you on, I saw a clip of Kyrie Irving going down. And I don't know what it is yet. I don't know if anybody knows yet. It looks like a knee injury. Terrible luck for the Mavericks. But what I've said is, you know, the Knicks need to pray for health and stay healthy, because every year the top teams, and I know the Mavericks aren't a top team, but every year somebody is hurt. Every year Kyrie went down years ago when it was the Nets. We've seen Kawhi Leonard be hurt. You know, we've seen Embiid be hurt. You know, Giannis be hurt. Like, every year some team doesn't go the distance because they're missing a star player. So I would also say that, you know, if the Knicks stay healthy here, who knows what could happen to the Cavs or the Celtics or whoever. Not wishing injury on anybody, but just trying to, you know, keep hope alive.
It's part of the game, right? But I do think that based on what we've seen so far this year, Keith, a healthy Cleveland or a healthy Boston is just a tier ahead of the Knicks, even with a Mitchell Robinson. And yeah, you said it. Playoff basketball is different. You're seeing the same team between 4 and 7 times, and it becomes a possession-by-possession battle. And I think that could favor the Knicks because they don't play fast, and they when they're at their best, they're not turning it over a lot. They're not making a ton of mistakes. I think that they'd be very, very tough in a playoff series if they're healthy against Boston or Cleveland. But it seems to me, based on the evidence so far, that there's a clear gap between the Celtics and Cavs and then the Knicks and the rest of the East.
Yeah. Right now we're talking to Ian Begley. You just made me think about as well, like the gap, like how do they close the gap? And you know, talking about star players, Mikal Bridges has to be a star. Like he has to be somebody that they can rely on, and it has to be more consistent. It's been a little bit of a letdown, a little bit of a struggle at times, even last night, right? He gets sat down. He ends up being a -5, having 5 points in 28 minutes, going 1 of 6 from three. Like, it's got to be better. And this is going to OT against the Miami Heat team. Like, he's a guy that they gave up 5 first-round picks for. He's got to be better. Brunson can't bail him out, which if you look at this win streak, this little bit of success that they've had here in these close games where they haven't won by more than 5 points, like, mm-hmm. That's Brunson. Brunson is that difference at the end, and I think everybody knows that. What do you think about Mikal Bridges stepping up the rest of the way and, starring as they're going to need him to if they plan on competing with the top teams?
Yeah, Keith, I think you hit it when you talked about the inconsistency so far. I'm not sure if it's comfort with his role. I'm not sure if it's just him getting acclimated to a new locker room, new teammates. You know, we're pretty deep into the season at this point. But we haven't seen consistency from Bridges. He played really well against Memphis and that win in Memphis on Friday. And then he wasn't a factor really. And that Miami game, you mentioned he was benched pretty much for Deuce McBride down the stretch of that game. And for a player who, you invested so much in, and for a player who you projected as to be such a big part of what you wanted to do this season, they do need more from Mikal Bridges. And I've said the same thing about OG Anunoby, and he certainly delivered against Miami. I just think where this thing swings for the Knicks is with those two guys, and maybe it's unfair to them, but that's just kind of the nature of this group. Like, you're going to get offense from Brunson, you're going to get offense from Towns, and they're going to give you, at best, maybe adequacy on defense. So it's up to those two other guys and Josh Hart to kind of shore things up on that end and be respectable on that end. And if you get points from those guys, that's a good, an element there that can go either way for them. But you need it from Bridges, and you need it from a third guy, and it should be Bridges most nights, but it hasn't been consistent for him yet this year.
Yeah, we can't leave out Bodega Cat Karl-Anthony Towns. We can't leave out Karl-Anthony Towns because they made the move for Mikal Bridges, and they had to make the move with Mitchell Robinson not being available and Isaiah Hartenstein leaving to go get Karl-Anthony Towns. He's got a star as well. He's got a ball as well. I know he's had some injuries, and now he's questionable for the game tomorrow night against the Golden State Warriors. And you obviously know, like, Curry's a few days off of dropping 56. And, you just know what.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What to expect coming into the Garden? What are we thinking? I think I read somewhere, I'm going back to my notes, that he might miss the game for personal reasons. What are we thinking about Karl-Anthony Towns and the Knicks tomorrow facing the Warriors?
Yeah, Carl, unclear. What that personal issue is, I can't even speculate on whether he might be available or not. But, you know, we know Jimmy Butler is going to be fired up to be in the Garden with his new group. Mm-hmm. They've been very good with Butler in San Francisco so far. And he always seems to get up to play in the Garden, play against his old coach, Tom Thibodeau. So they're going to have their hands full tomorrow night. And it to me, they had a fantastic weekend on the road, right? Memphis, Miami. But you want consistency and you want this thing to carry over. So, you know, you don't want to come out and be non-competitive at home against a Warriors team that's playing pretty well. And it's going to be what it's been for most of the year. To me, again, you're going to get your points from those two guys at the top. And it really depends or swings on what happens with your third, fourth, fifth, sixth guy in this lineup here. And I want to say Miles McBride, I mean, he played over Bridges against Miami in the key moments of the game. He's played really well recently. He's been a big factor for this Knick bench, and he played well in the postseason last year. If you can get that from McBride night in and night out, I also think that changes the dynamic of the group, just as a healthy Mitchell Robinson would, as we were discussing earlier.
I'm looking at the standings here, and I'm just, you know, we've had this conversation over and over again about where the Knicks are going to be locked in. They're, 10 games out of first, but there's enough space between the Celtics and the Bucks. Do you expect to see them stay at the 3 spot, maybe even try and maneuver if things change? I just know where the future takes them if they're in the 3 spot. They're going to end up having to see, one of these top teams, and it just might not be a year where they get out of the second round again.
Yeah, I don't think, look, there's no avoiding at this point, you know, a Boston or a Cleveland in the second round. To me, you know, things can change, but it seems like they're locked into that third seed essentially. And then forget about the second round. I mean, if you have to play a team like the Detroit Pistons in the first round, that's going to be a tough series. Detroit has played well at Madison Square Garden this year. Cade Cunningham having a fantastic season. So if you do get that first round matchup, don't look past your first round opponent because Detroit's playing really well. But yeah, I don't see them getting up to 2. I have a hard time seeing Indiana or a team behind them coming up and catching them. So I think you're looking at that 3 seed, which is good for them to have home court in the first round. But there's no avoiding one of those top teams in the East in the second round, and that's where we're going to really see what this season, what this group has. And obviously you don't want to lose in the second round for the third straight year. But to me, I think it matters how you lose. If you're competitive against a Boston or a Cleveland, you make it 6-7 games, tight games, and it's a coin flip here or there, I think you can not be satisfied with that, but walk away with that, you know, looking forward to the next season. But if you get embarrassed in that second round, you know, there's going to be noise from the fans and the media about what needs to change, who needs to go, who needs to stay. They're pretty much locked into this group, barring kind of a nuclear decision, which would be to trade a Bridges or an Anunoby or to change the head coach. And I think that's where it gets sticky. If you don't have that good performance in the second round this year, and you know there's got to be changes made, that's when there's going to be hard decisions for this Knick group. But we're weeks away from that, right? It's right now, it's still early March. Let them get through the rest of the regular season. Then we can have conversations about what may or may not happen in the offseason.
Last thing for you, following your reporting on the Knicks potentially adding a free agent from this pool of free agents for that 15th spot, what do you got and where are you leaning? Who do you think that they might potentially go out and get?
Yeah, look, I think that I said it earlier, but if I'm them, I would take a long, hard look at PJ Tucker. And I know people maybe look at what Tucker is right now and can provide on the court and they dismiss it. But I just think kind of being around the NBA for a little bit, that Tucker is a guy who can really help the Knicks in the locker room in terms of a veteran who's won in this league, who's not afraid to say what's on his mind and not afraid to take a big role in terms of leadership in that locker room. I think the Knicks could benefit from that. So I wouldn't be surprised if they went the vet route. Obviously, there's a need at center with Ariel Happorti out, but I think that there's a world where Precious Achiuwa can fill that role as the backup five and you know, Mitchell Robinson, maybe he can't play. Second game of back-to-backs, then Achiuwa is your guy. So I think that the vet is a possibility there. If they decide to go center, Moses Brown could also do TJ Warren, a solid veteran who's played well for them in the G League. But I just keep going back to a vet like PJ Tucker and the impact that he could have on a group that hasn't been tightly together for most of this season. I mean, the record has been fantastic, but there's been something missing there in the locker room, and I just think Tucker could fill that void.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with people questioning the toughness, the attitude. He's one of those guys that could, you know, definitely bring that to the Knicks. Ian, you're the man. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, Keith, always happy to join you, my friend. Have a great night.